So let's review. In the previous daf, we learned five opinions as to when we begin to say Ma'aseh Baruch Merid HaGeshem and why. Rabbi Eliezer, Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, Mishas Netilas Lulav, from when we take the Dal Min, the first day of Sukkot, at Shacharis. Rabbi Yeshua, Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag, Mishas Nechasai, from when we set down the Lulav the final time on the seventh day. There seems to be a Machlekes Rishayim whether, according to Rabbi Yeshua, we begin on the seventh day of Sukkot at Mincha or on Shemini Atzeres at Ma'ariv. Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Yeshua, Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag, but holds that we only begin at Musaf. The Gemara later also attributes this opinion to Rabbi Yeshua ben Maseira. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira Omer b'sheini b'chag hu masker, from the first remez of Nisach HaMayim on the second day. Rabbi Kiva Omer b'shishi b'chag hu masker, from the main remez of Nisach HaMayim on the sixth day. The Gemara here first understood that the day we begin to say Ma'aseh Baruch Merid HaGeshem corresponds to the day Nisach HaMayim was begun. Therefore, the Gemara asks that the Mishnah in Masechet Sukkah, which says Nisach HaMayim Kol Shiva, that Nisach HaMayim was done 7 days, apparently can only be reconciled with Rabbi Eliezer. It cannot be reconciled with the other opinions, because according to them, there are no 7 days left in the Yom Tov Sukkot from when we began saying Ma'aseh Baruch Merid HaGeshem. According to Rabbi Yeshua, it's only done on one day, the last day of Sukkot. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's done 2 days, the sixth and the seventh day. According to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, it's done 6 days, from the second to the seventh day. However, the Gemara answers that the Mishnah can be reconciled, even with Rabbi Yeshua and the other opinions, because the Ma'aseh Baruch Merid HaGeshem and Nisach HaMayim are not connected. Nisach HaMayim Kol Shiva Hilchas HaGemir Lo. It's halacha l'Moshe Mesina that Nisach HaMayim is done all 7 days of Sukkot. The Gemara continues with a braisa. B'tal uveruchais loichai v'chacham lahasker. Ben b'lahasker masker. And the Gemara later says the same about oven. The Chacham did not require dew, wind, and clouds to be mentioned in davening, but may be mentioned if one so desires. Rabbi Chanina explains, Lefisha ein netzarin, because they are never withheld. The Gemara cites Psukim to support this contention. We know that Tal is never withheld from Eliyahu Navi, who vowed a drought from dew and rain against King Achav, and when he deemed Achav and his people worthy again, he said, Edna matar al pnei adama, I will let the rain fall on the ground. He does not mention the dew because it was never withheld. When he originally mentioned it in the oath, he was referring to Tal de Bracha, dew of blessing, which makes plants grow, will be withheld. It was not restored by Eliyahu, because the Lemaker Milstead's restoration would not have been noticed by Achav, who then have made fun of Eliyahu and claimed that he did not restore anything since dew was still falling during the drought. We know that wind is never withheld because the Pasuk says, Ki ka'ar baruches ha-shamayim perasti eschem num Hashem. Hashem says, for like the four winds of heaven have I spread you. He doesn't mean that he spread us to the four corners of the earth, because it should say, Be'arba, to the four, instead of Ki'arba, like the four. The Pasuk compares us to the wind. K'shem she'yev shalo'ilam lo'y ruchais, kach yev shalo'ilam lo'y Yisrael. Just like it's impossible for the world to exist without wind, it's impossible for the world to exist without the Jewish nation. Since the winds are never withheld, if in the summer months a person said Ma'aseh Baruch, he makes the wind blow, the person does not have to repeat Shemai Nesrei. However, if a person says Merid HaGeshem, he makes the rain fall in the summer, the person does have to repeat Shemai Nesrei because sometimes the rain is withheld in the summer months. Similarly, in the rainy season of the winter months, if a person did not say Ma'aseh Baruch, he does not repeat Shemai Nesrei. However, if he did not say Merid HaGeshem, he must repeat Shemai Nesrei. If one says Mavahu Ruach u'mafriya chatal, he makes the wind pass and the dew to fly away, he does not have to repeat Shemai Nesrei. Regarding Avim uveruchais, which we mentioned earlier are not withheld, the Gemara asks that the pasuk in Kriyat Shema, Va'atzeh es ha'shamayim v'lo yiyematar, must be understood as follows, Va'atzeh es ha'shamayim, and he will shut the heavens min ha'avim u'min ha'ruchais, from clouds and winds, because it says right after it, v'lo yiyematar, and there will be no rain. Apparently, they are sometimes withheld. The Gemara answers that there are two types of clouds. Charfi, clouds before the rain, are never withheld. Hafeli, clouds after the rain, are sometimes withheld. Rashi explains that since some clouds are never withheld, they do not need to be mentioned in the davening. Also, there are two types of wind. Ruach metzuya, common wind, is never withheld. Ruach she'ena metzuya, uncommon wind, is sometimes withheld, but it's not beneficial and need not be mentioned. The Gemara says that although it might be useful for winnowing grain, Efshe ben Avasa, that can be accomplished with a sieve as well. The Gemara continues to discuss winds and clouds and cites a braisa. Ha'avim v'haruches shnias lamater. Clouds of wind are almost as beneficial as rain itself. Ula, or Rabbi Yehuda, says this means after a rainstorm. Now, this seems to contradict another statement. We have a pasuk that says, Yitin Hashem es matar artzecha, avek va'afar. Hashem will make the rain of your land like dust and dirt, upon which Ula, or Rabbi Yehuda, says this refers to the wind after the rain and seems to imply it's not beneficial. The Gemara explains it's talking about two different types of rain. When it comes down gently, it does not cause dust and earth to come up. When the rain falls violently, it causes dust and dirt to come up.